good old days, because the old days are almost by definition good. Time plays tricks with our memories. It shortens some time intervals and it lengthens others. It also softens the sharp edges of our memories and it lightens the dark shadows. Now whether this is to be compared with the effect of rust on iron or the effect of an artistic patina on a true piece of bronze art, I cannot say. Most of us are too enamored with the sound of our own voices to pass unbiased judgment, as observed my production of these cassettes. This effect of the good old days was a cliche in the times of Virgil. His hero Aeneas had been shipwrecked on a hostile Carthaginian shore. His men were cold and wet and hungry and absolutely destitute and frightened. This was the time Virgil put these words in the mouth of Aeneas. Phoson et haec olim meminisse iu vobit. Translated formally, this goes, perchance someday you will find it pleasant to recall these events. But in the vernacular, I think what Virgil meant Aeneas to say was, you fellas quit your griping, you won't be home 6 weeks before you'll all be bragging about how tough all of this was. You find this quotation in the 203rd line of the first book of the Aeneid, written by Publius Virgilius Maro about B.C. 25. If you wonder how I managed to remember this, it's because we were required to memorize it. In those days, teachers were not inhibited from asking you to memorize things because of some arcane theory that it might warp your mind or wasn't the right way to learn things. After all, everything you learn is an act of memory. Besides, I looked it up about 15 minutes ago in my high school copy of Virgil. I naturally like to recall and talk about my undergraduate days at Ole Miss. They look better and better as they recede into the distance. These men, these memories, collect chiefly about five men who made a particular impression on me and whom I will introduced to you as I come to it.